Always honored to be able to come before you and share more from God's Word to wrap up our worship day today and give Jeff a much needed break. It's been busy today with the gospel meeting and the efforts in Des Moines. I hope that has or was successful. And full disclosure, I did not come up with this lesson idea. It's Nardia's fault. We were having lunch, dinner today, I guess. And my sunshine talked about spring and all that's going on with spring and flowers coming up and whatnot and inspired the lesson. So I just wanted to give her some props on that. Psalm chapter 23. But before we read that, I'd like to read to you. As you prepare for that, because we'll go there here in a little bit. Psalm 23. Read to you this poem from, it's Lines Written in Early Spring by William Wordsworth. I thought that was ironic. His last name is Wordsworth, and he wrote a poem. Or is that actually a person? I don't know. It is. See, she knows stuff like that. I heard 1,000 blended notes while in a grove I sate recline. In that sweet mood when pleasant thoughts bring sad thoughts to the mind. To her fair works did nature link the human soul that through me ran. And much it grieved my heart to think what man has made of man. Through primrose tufts and that green bower, the periwinkle trailed its wreaths. And 'tis my faith that every flower enjoys the air it breathes. The birds around me hopped and played. Their thoughts I cannot measure, but the least motion which they made, it seemed a thrill of pleasure. The budding twigs spring out their fan to catch the breezy air, and I must think, do all I can, that there was pleasure there. If this belief from heaven be sent, if such be nature's holy plan, have I not reason to lament what man has made of man? Interesting poem, and it got me to reflect on why do we need spring? Why do we need spring? It's going to happen. It's one of those things that happens. We don't have to plan for it. It's kind of like blinking. It's kind of like just the courses of life. Flowers are going to bloom without us having to do anything to them. For those that are coming back, you know, we have to nurture some of those. You have the ones from inside, you have to bring, okay, I'm going down a rabbit hole because I love the garden, that's okay. Coming back. But it just made me start to think about the parallels between spring and our soul. When I looked at Psalm 23 and verse 3, Bible teaches, he restores my soul, he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And I ask myself a question. As I was putting this lesson together, why do we need spring? Well, the thought of having just all winter should be enough, right? My wife would say that's a silly question. We need spring because otherwise I would just die. I would have nothing to look forward to. But because God is so intentional behind his design, I have to wonder the parallels of the necessity of spring with our souls. with our life, with humanity. Psalm 23 doesn't say he once restored my soul, but it speaks in a continual sense. So it begs the question of the necessity of a soul needing to be restored more often than once at a time. The scripture says he restores my soul. Life drains us. It drains us like it does the flower at the end of spring and summer and all that it goes through with the weather. It drains us through stress, through sin, through grief, disappointments, and even responsibilities. Amen, those who are not retired. Pause. Our soul, that is our mind, our will, and our emotion, doesn't stay naturally full. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. And then verse 29, he gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. The very idea that he would need to give power to the faint tells you they didn't stay powerful. The very idea that he might need to give strength means strength is not forever. It is depleted. And my dear wife, she did have a saying. She says, even, let me see, how did you put it? Am I going to remember it, honey? Yes. The tough times. Tough times don't last always, but the tough do. I should have wrote it down. That hurt a little bit. Tough times don't last always, but the tough do. And I thought about how even strong people run empty without renewal. And sometimes through those tough times, God restores our spirit. Why do we need spring? Because sin distracts and damages. Let's look at Psalm chapter 51. And verse 12. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. So let's consider who's talking here. This is David speaking after a moral failure. He requests that he be restored. He says here, restore to me the joy. This reveals something important. That sin doesn't just break rules. It breaks our inner life. And when our inner life is broken, our spirit is broken, or a common way to assess that, maybe we're depressed. We need a way to have our soul restored or to spring back and continue serving our Lord. Isaiah 59. And let's look at verse 2. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he does not hear. Sin creates an obvious disconnect or separation from God. And if you've ever journeyed through a struggle with sin, and when I'm talking about a struggle, it's not just falling down, but staying down and not even knowing how to get back up. You know how lonely that can feel. A soul like that needs to be restored. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. This reality is not something that we can avoid living in this world. And if all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and there were no hope for being better than the last sin you committed, that would be a pretty depressing state, would it not? Our soul needs a way to spring forward, even through our sins. We don't just need forgiveness. We need restoration. We need to believe that we're better than the last sin we committed in order to continue to have a soul that's healthy and willing to put God first in its existence. We need restoration because something within us has been disordered when we go through sin. Why do we need spring? Why does our soul need spring? Because we drift. It's back to Psalm 23. Let's look at that again. It's interesting, the writing of this. I love the intentionality of the truth. When you read the Word of God, there's nothing by happen chance or mistake. All the words matter. Psalm chapter 23 that we just read, he restores my soul and he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, why do we need leading? Well, one, we don't know where to go. And even if we did know where to go, we get distracted. It's almost like we go through life and squirrel, squirrel, oh, squirrel. Something shiny over here, something distracting. It's a promotion over there. New this over here or something. A frustrating coworker over there. Somebody cuts us off in traffic over here. Uh-oh. That's all right. I look down. You're okay. You're okay. I didn't see you. Because we drift. Even without dramatic failure, we drift. That's to note the difference between something that is an all-out sin. It's just, I just got distracted. Psalm chapter 23, if we take the intentionality of the truth, we know that there is no mistaken words in God's word, right? When he says he leads us, it implies a sheep who wanders. Humans don't have to rebel loudly to lose alignment with what thus saith the Lord. We drift quietly through distraction. We drift quietly through complacency. We drift quietly through misaligned priorities. And we look back and we go, how did I get this far from the cross? So we need to be restored so that we can have a soul that is something that God can work with. Why do we need spring? Because joy and vitality are not self-sustaining. I wish it were. My gray hairs wish it were. Some of these lines in my face, wish they were. But all the moisturizer in the world is not going to stop this. Vitality is fleeting. But David didn't ask for salvation again in Psalm 51. He asked for the joy of it. Amen? That tells us that joy can fade even when relationships remain. You ever have somebody who you know you love, but you just get tired of every now and again? I look down again. If I look here, I have to be worried about what's looking back at me. Don't mean you don't love them. I'm just tired of you today. Oh, my. No amens now. I don't need no amens on that. Hold down. Everybody calm down. It's all good. We can even get that way with our spirit and our service to God. Don't mean we don't love God. We just get tired. We get tired like the beautiful flowers that get tired with all that sun beating down on them. At the end of the day, they're like, whew, I love that sun, but man, I'm tired. It's a lot of work. Some flowers close up after that. They get all that sun in, and they go, oh, that was hard. Whew, that was fun, but whew. You gonna do it again tomorrow? Yeah, okay. Because joy and vitality are not self-sustaining, David didn't ask for salvation again in Psalm 51. He asked for the joy of it. John chapter 15, and let's look at verses 4 through 5. John chapter 15, verses 4 through 5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whosoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Joy, peace, spiritual vitality are all maintained through our connection and not stored permanently. This is it can be disheartening, especially for those new Christians. They get that excitement because they're on the vine and they like, I got this. Life is great. And then they hit a stump. call sin. It depresses them, brings them down. But the problem was thinking that I got this. Not without God, you don't. And so they leave. Sad and depressed because Christianity didn't turn out the way they wanted it to. They didn't live a sinless life. God didn't promise us that. Second Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. You know, just like the flowers that come up without our manipulation or involvement, our restoration spiritually, our ability to bounce back, don't wonder where it's coming from. That's God in your life. That's God saying, you're not going to stay down. I've got work for you to do. I've got people for you to influence through the light that shines in you when you're not down. I've got another season for you. Oh, I know you're not feeling good right now. I know you're going through autumn, maybe a little bit of winter, but spring is coming. And summer. So you can't stay here. No more than the flowers or the plants can stay in the ground when spring comes. They can't stay there. They got to spring up. And so, as Christians, we are restored. We are designed to depend on God and not ourselves. Restoration is not a flaw in our design. It is actually evidence of it. We're never meant to be self-sustaining. So when you feel and or get down spiritually, or you fall short spiritually and you sin, spiritually speaking, you can get back up if you stay with the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. So we do not lose heart, the scripture teaches us. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. That's that continual again. Your renewal is not a one and done. You didn't just have renewal when you became a Christian. You've got it day by day to keep you a Christian, amen. We don't just need to be saved when we need to be restored. Because what life drains, what sin damages, and what time erodes, only God can renew. And so, our soul springs forward. And we think to ourselves, thank you, God, I'll get through this. Whatever it is. I don't care if it's a bad coworker, a bad boss, a habit you thought you lit, a bad attitude. It's just a season. It doesn't define you. You will spring forward because just like nature, It's part of God's design. I think that's very humanizing. It gives you permission not to be perfect in the sense of never making a mistake, in the sense of, God is so perfect. You're not God. He's got a design for you. You're made in his image, so you can spring forward and do better than your last mistake. That's why we need spring. Our soul needs spring. We need renewal. Think about what damages sin can do to us if we didn't know how to purge and be better than we were last year. So spring forward, Christians. See the evidence of what God can do and what he is doing. And see the equivalence in you. If he'd do that much for grass and flowers and all those wonderful things out there, how much more important are you? There's a scripture for that. Where is that scripture? You know what I'm talking about. I need that scripture, and then I'll let you go. You know what I'm talking about. Matthew, yes. I saw it, and then I heard it. Matthew 6, I got to read it. It's a good closing scripture. I'm going to update my notes accordingly. Matthew chapter 6. Is it 20? Yes, 28, 27. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? Amen? Well, the word of God is true. O you of little faith, therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? All those anxieties, all that drama underground, below the surface, buried spiritually, your soul. For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows what you need, knows that you need them all. What's the answer? But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, will spring forward. It's part of his design. So enjoy spring. It's just a little reminder of how God's interesting, isn't he? And how we can see evidence of him not only in nature. We can see the equivalence in us. I hope this lesson was an encouragement to you. Thank you for the inspiration. I pretty appreciate that. See, good lessons can come when you just listen to your wife. That's free. I gotta do some things for me. I can't just give her roses. I gotta tell her I appreciate it, you know. If you're in need of the invitation, please stand while together we stand and sing the song.